What's going on, Dak? You're on Mixing Up with Mitz and Shreveport and Bossier. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on the show. You got a lot of your Houghton and Shreveport and Bossier fans are thrilled you're here. A lot of support in this community for you, obviously.
Good deal. I'm excited you're having me on.
Thank you for coming on. Well, how is the pre-draft process going for you? I know you're down in Orlando training for the combine right now.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's a dream come true in everything that I'm doing right now, and it's just an opportunity for me to get better and put myself in the best position to go forward in the next level. And right now I'm just doing everything I can to get my foot in that door in an NFL team and NFL camp and prove myself once again.
Well, you're coming off an excellent week at the Senior Bowl. Obviously, you won Senior Bowl MVP, and from all the practice reports, everybody thought you were doing really well as far as transitioning out of a college spread offense into pro offenses, which is obviously going to require a little bit different of a skill set.
The only thing different, I guess, between the two is just going under the center more, and that's something I hadn't been asked to do in high school nor in college. So just making that transition, getting more reps from under the center, making the throws from under the center, getting used to all the drops. It's really been fun on working on all of those, and I'm excited about my opportunities I have to come. But I had a good showing out there in the Senior Bowl. And it was fun, actually, to put in some of the short time I had to work on those drops. It was fun to put those in live situations at practice and in the game. So it was a great time.
Awesome. Well, I'm curious, as you're getting ready for the combine, I know you're training for that. What goes into the preparation for these interviews with NFL teams? Because I know they ask you about everything but your firstborn.
Oh, right, exactly. It's very, they try to put some stress on you. They try to put you in pressure situations. But for me, it's just about being myself. I know the game of football, so when we talk ball, that's the fun part about it. I don't have to tell them how many siblings I have or that I'm from Houghton, Louisiana. I don't have to go through all that. I can just talk ball. But when they ask me those personal questions and try to get my background, it's all about being myself, staying true to who I am and just the small-town guy that's from Houghton, Louisiana.
Heck yeah. Well, you certainly had a heck of a college career at Mississippi State. I'll never forget, y'all were number one in the country in October 2014, first time ever for the Bulldogs. What's it going to be like going to the NFL? It's just a whole different world. I'm excited for you. I don't know what to say, really.
I'm excited for that transition as well, to see exactly what's different, just to see the atmosphere and the vibe in the locker room, to see how training camp goes, to see the differences in the coaching. I'm excited for it, but like I said, it's the game of football. It's what I love doing the most. Nothing else I'd rather be doing. So just the next step, I mean, from high school to college, now from college to the NFL, it's all ball. So, I mean, that's the most important thing I like to think about, and so it doesn't get too stressful or overwhelming for me at this time of my life. It's just to have fun and doing it.
Awesome. Do you think people overrate the transition from college and spread to pro style and NFL? I know that that's a really hammered point.
I think if in the way of it comes from athletic ability, when it comes from a guy that coined as a spread offense guy, who's a system guy, who played in college, I think that's overrated, because I think it's all between the two ears when it becomes in the quarterback position. It's not necessarily about if he was a spread guy in college or if he actually had reps under the center, because that can be learned, that can be handled with just repetition, and you can get that skill set. But I think the biggest transition will be is just the knowledge of the game, the plays, the depth, how much deeper they go into the playbook, and the time management. They spend a lot of time at the facility in the NFL, and then actually have a good bit of time off. So managing your time to do the right things that are going to help you on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. I have one random question is, you and Brandon Harris and Jordan Jefferson are really the only three quarterbacks to start in SEC football since the last 7 or 8 years. Do you think there's any reason why Louisiana quarterbacks aren't doing as well in college?
No, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything on that
right
when
on.
It comes to those other guys who haven't made or who haven't done it. But, I mean, I don't really know. I mean, it's all about how much you want and how much you love the game. I mean, I think my biggest deal is you control your outcome, and I'm going to get exactly what I put into it. So I know I'm going to work hard. I'm going to do everything I can to make the most of this opportunity and put myself in the best situation going forward.
There you go. What was it like doing John Gruden's football quarterback camp?
Oh, it was good. I actually haven't done his camp. I'll do that later in March. I just got to meet with him me and another quarterback, Marquise Williams, that I'm training with down here with Tom Shawn Orlando. We just took the trip over to Tampa and just worked for about 5 hours one day in the film room, just going over calls, going over plays, going over the persona that you have to give off in the huddle, and just going through all those attributes. That was pretty fun. And he's a guy that's very passionate about what he does. So any chance I get to work with him or somebody of his caliber, I'm going to do so.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, what specifically are you working on down in Orlando to get ready for the combine?
I'm just everything, really. I'm working on all the drills that we're going to be asked to do at the combine, working to get my 40 time better, my jumps, doing all that, as well as just drops. I mean, as I said, that's the biggest thing I've got to work on, just because I haven't had many reps at it coming from high school and then to college. It's just getting all the reps I can from under the center, making the throw, staying balanced, and doing so.
Yeah, how you think it's going pretty well for you so far?
Oh, yeah, it's going well. I mean, Coach Shaw pushes us. He pushes me and Marquise, and me and Marquise push each other. And we're getting better each and every day.
Awesome, awesome. Well, do you have anything you want to say to any of your fans in the Shreveport and Bossier and Houghton communities?
Just thank them. Thank them for all the support they've given me, all the love. And I know it's very appreciated. And I'm just keep pushing forward. I'm going to try to put Houghton on the map.
Heck yeah. Well, good luck in the NFL combine and in the NFL draft, and keep doing what you're doing. You've made a lot of people in this community proud, for sure.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on again.
Absolutely. That was Dak Prescott training for the NFL combine next week in Indianapolis, calling in for Orlando. I really want to thank Dak for taking the time to do that and say hello to the many fans he has in this community. And I also want to thank Snyder's Floor Covering and Ivy's Building Supplies for sponsoring the interview. I'm really impressed with how he sounded on the phone.